Radhika Madhavasham Prapto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Sri Gurum Tam Yatasmi Andeham Sri Guru Sri Atafkar Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavangscha Sri Rupam Sagujatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivashakaritamscha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna. There is an instructive story which is related in one of the early Back to Godhead magazines.
Back to Godhead பத்திரிகையினுடைய ஆரம்ப காலகட்டத்துல நமக்கு நல்ல விஷயத்தை அறிவுறுத்தக்கூடிய ஒரு கதை ஒன்று உள்ளது.
That there is a wide river.
அங்க ஒரு அகலமான நதி இருக்கு.
On one side of the river live people whose main object in life is to carry heavy stones.
அதனுடைய ஒரு பகுதியில் வாழ்ந்த மக்கள் அவங்களுடைய சராசரி பழக்கம் என்னன்னா
wherever they go, wherever they go, whatever they do, they carry big heavy stones on their weight, weighty stones on their backs. The stones are of no benefit to them, but in their society, the people who carry more stones and more heavy weights, they are considered prestigious. On the other side of the river, people don't carry stones. They live very happily. They play and sing and dance. But on the stone-carrying side of the river, the people there also, they're also always in friction. They want to show, I carry more stones than you, I'm better than you. And someone may try to arrange to knock the stones off someone's back. And someone may spread a rumor that actually this person is carrying such a big stone, but actually it's hollow. And someone spreads other rumors, it may be true that this person, he got this big stone by killing someone else who used to have the stone. So sometimes from the happy side of the river, people call out and say, hey, come over here. And sometimes someone comes from that side of the river and comes over to the stone-carrying side. Stone-carrying side. And they say, hey, why don't you come over to our side of the river? It's much better over there. Yeah, how can we go? We'd be drowned by the stones in the river. So the people from the happy side say, well, just throw away your stone and then you can easily cross the river. Throw away our stone? What a ridiculous idea. This person, get him out of here. He's not carrying any stones. He's a fool. What kind of antisocial person is this, going against all our ancient traditions? Sometimes a few people, they think, yeah, actually, what's the use of these stones anyway? Please don't sit showing your back to Krishna. And those people, they take the advice and they cross over the river and they go to live happily. But actually, even when they give up their stones, they can't cross immediately. Because their whole body is so misshapen, they have to do some exercises so they can get enough strength, or their body is in the right shape to swim across the river. And they're so used to carrying the stones, they're not quite sure that, well, should I go or not? They don't really have faith, and sometimes they put the stone on their back and then they put it down again, and because it's been all their life and they can't think of anything else. And if anyone starts to put down their stone and think about crossing the river, then all their relatives and friends and everyone will tell them, this is not proper. You think you know better than everyone else? Your father, your grandfather, your great-grandfather, they come from a very prestigious line of stone carriers. Who do you think you are, puppy? So I think you can understand the analogy. What are the stones? Material attachments. We have so many material attachments, which they do no good to us. They simply cause us to be born again and again and again with a new set of material attachments. We, in the present life, we have so many material attachments. For instance, we may have a new car, and we're driving around the neighborhood, let everyone see my new car. We become attached to our home, even if it's some dump.
Yeah.
We become attached to our family members. Next life we have a new set of family members. My dear mother, father, grandmother, wife, children, brothers, sisters. And next life we have another set of family members. We may converse with them. Boom, boom. And we get a new set of attachments. The dog thinks, this is my area. If anyone comes here, I'll bark at them. Or any dog comes, I'll bark at them. What is the actual benefit to us of these material attachments? Zero. Actually less, it's a minus. Because the heavy weights of our material attachments push us down, down, down into lower species of life. There is happy life in the spiritual world. We are meant for living and dancing and playing with Krishna. Krishna is always happy. Everyone who is with Krishna is always happy. There's no material attachments, only a spiritual attachment to Krishna. But we've been in this material world life after life after life. And although we're in this unnatural position of getting born and dying and thinking that everything in relationship to this body is me, we take it to be natural. Our whole way of thinking and acting is completely bizarre. Just like someone, a whole society of people dedicated to carrying big heavy stones. It doesn't make any sense. Now, if we saw someone carrying big heavy stones, we would say, well, that doesn't make any sense. But we don't see our material attachments. They're not so physically manifest. The attachment is in the mind. It's subtle. But it binds us to this material world. So we should see through the eye of Shastra. See through the eye of knowledge. Utkramantang stitang va pibhunjanam va gunanvitam vimura nanu pashyanti pashyanti jnana chakshushaha. Sri Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that people who are very foolish, which means pretty much everyone in this material world, they do not see how we are going from body to body to body. They do not see how we are trying to enjoy under the influence of the three modes of nature. But we can see this if we see with the eye of knowledge. Krishna gave Arjuna the eye of knowledge by speaking Bhagavad Gita.
பகவத்கீதை பேசுறது மூலமா கிருஷ்ணர் அர்ஜுனனுக்கு ஞான கண்ணை கொடுத்தார்.
பிஃபோர் Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita, the situation and after, the situation was the same.
Krishna Bhagavad Gita kodukkuradhukku munadi Krishna Bhagavad Gita kodutharku apparama irunda soolinigal vera rendu onnu.
The same soldiers were on the battlefield.
Adhe poor veerargal da vandu andha porkalathil irundhaanga.
Nothing physically, visibly had changed.
Nama paakakoodiya vidathila anga endha vidhamaana maatramum illa.
But Arjuna's mind had changed.
Ana Arjunudaiya manasula maatram irukku.
Nashto moha smritiya labdha twat prasadam maya chuta stitosmi gata sandeha karishe vachanam. Arjuna told Krishna, after hearing you, all my illusion is destroyed.
அர்ஜுனன் கிருஷ்ணர் சொன்னா, உங்களுக்கு கேட்டதுக்கு அப்புறமா என்னுடைய மாய எல்லாமே விலகி விட்டது அப்படினு சொன்னார்.
I have regained my proper understanding.
நான் விஷயங்களை உள்ளபடி புரிஞ்சிட்டேன்.
By your mercy, Achyuta, he addressed Krishna as Achyuta.
இங்க கிருஷ்ணர் வந்து அர்ஜுன் வந்து அச்சுதா அப்படினு சொல்றாரு. உங்களுடைய கருணையால.
Achyuta means he who never falls into illusion.
Achyuta bina enna artham appadina endrume maaye bayapadadhar appadina.
So Arjuna said, now I'm fixed.
Arjuna sonnar na ipo vandu urudhiya irukke.
All my doubts have gone away.
Enoda sandeham ellame theendiruchu.
And I will do as you say, as you order.
Neenga enna solringalo andha vidathila na nadandukkuradhukku tayara irukken.
We should be prepared to accept orders from Krishna.
நாமும் வந்து கிருஷ்ணர் கொடுக்கக்கூடிய கட்டளையை ஏற்றுக்கொள்வதற்கு தயாரா ஆகணும்.
Otherwise, in the name of being independent and very intelligent, we will come to the conclusion that carrying stones is my life and soul.
ஆனா நாம ரொம்ப புத்திசாலி அப்படின்னு சொல்லி நம்முடைய மனசையே கேட்டுக்கணும் அப்படின்னா நாம எந்த முடிவுக்கு வருவோம் அப்படின்னு சொன்னாக்க, இந்த மாதிரி பெரிய கல்லை தூக்குறது தான் நம்மளுடைய வாழ்க்கை அப்படின்னு
நினைச்சிருக்கோம். I'm very intelligent and I've understood that actually I have to do this and I have to do that, and so many ideas will have.
Naande namana nanchukona naande romba buddhisali anala na idha seiyano na adha seiyano indha nam nariya seiyano appdi nanchukom.
This is called manasijam, the ideas born from the polluted mind.
Idha vandu manasijam nu solapadutha, adhaavadhu nammudaiya kalangapatta manadilirundhu elakkoodiya vishayangal,
by which we travel birth after birth on the manoratham, the chariot of the mind.
Adha moolama nam enna pandrom appadina piravi piraviya nam vandu nammudaiya manadhu abingira theerla prayanam seinjitte irukkom.
And by material attachments we remain tied in this material world.
இப்படி பட்ட பௌதிக பட்டுதல்களால நாம இந்த பௌதிக உலகத்துல ரொம்ப இறுக்கமா கட்டுப்பட்டு இருக்கோம்.
So instead of having our mind being tied down by our mind in this material world, we should savai mana krishna padaravindayoho, we should place our mind at the lotus feet of Krishna.
இப்படி இந்த மனதினால நாம இந்த உலகத்துல பந்தப்பட்டு இருக்கிறதுக்கு பதிலா நாம நம்மளுடைய மனதை பகவான் கிருஷ்ணருடைய பாதங்கள்ல வைக்க வேண்டும்.
Everyone should take instructions from Krishna.
எல்லாரும் கிருஷ்ணருடைய கட்டளைகளை ஏற்றுக்கொள்ள வேண்டும்.
And Krishna's representatives,
மற்றும் அவருடைய பிரதிநிதிகள்,
they cross the river and they canvass, come over, leave your stones, come over to the proper side.
அவங்க வந்து இந்த ஆத்த கடந்தவங்க, கடந்துட்டு நமக்கு கட்டளை ஏற்றுவாங்க, நீங்க அவங்க கல்லை தூக்கி போட்டுட்டு ஆத்த கடந்து இந்த பக்கமா வாங்க அப்படின்னு சொல்லி அவங்க நமக்கு பிரச்சாரம் செய்யறாங்க.
It is absolutely foolish to remain as a stone carrier.
இப்படி கல்லை சுமக்கிறவங்களா இருக்கிறது அப்படிங்கிறது முற்றிலுமா முட்டாள்தனமானது.
People think I am very intelligent.
ஆனா மக்கள் நினைக்கிறாங்க நான் ரொம்ப புத்திசாலி.
I have a PhD.
நான் ஒரு PhD படிச்சிருக்கேன்.
I'm from a Brahmin family.
நான் ஒரு பிராமண குடும்பத்துல வந்தவன்.
We're all very intelligent.
நாங்களா ரொம்ப புத்திசாலி.
All fools.
எல்லாம் முட்டாள்கள்.
Someone who becomes more intelligent at carrying stones, it means he's actually less intelligent.
யாராவது இந்த கள்ள சம்பந்தவங்களை மாதிரி ரொம்ப புத்திசாலி ஆனாங்க அப்படின்னா உண்மையிலே என்ன அப்படின்னா அவங்க வந்து ரொம்ப குறைந்த புத்தி உள்ளவர்கள் அர்த்தம்.
Real intelligence begins with throwing away the stones. But because we have no real intelligence, we think that there's nothing to do but to carry stones. Everyone's carrying stones. It's completely absurd to suggest not carrying stones. This is just bizarre. So everyone should resolve to go to the happy side of the river. You should all give up your material attachments. Is it good instruction? Not everyone's sure. So they look, saying everyone is saying yes. I better say yes too, but I'm not really sure about it. Okay, let's have a quiz. Question number one. Who wants to be happy? Anyone doesn't want to be happy, put up your hand and we'll bring a big heavy hammer and smash you on the head. So everyone wants to be happy. Right, okay. That was an easy question. So, you want to be happy as a frog, a dog, a caterpillar, a snake, a monkey, a chimpanzee, and maybe sometimes the chief minister of Tamil Nadu. You never know. You might make it one lifetime around. Otherwise, one time you could be the chief minister of a bunch of monkeys running around here and there. This is stupid. To remain in this material world is completely stupid. But everyone's doing it. Everyone's carrying stones. Everyone's remaining in the material world. Everyone should give up their foolishness. Tamasi ma jyotir gamaya, come out of the darkness of illusion. Come to the light. Everyone should chant Hare Krishna. Follow four principles. No meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex. Give up all material attachments and go to the spiritual world. If you do that, all your insane so-called friends and relatives will say that you are crazy. What is this nonsense? You went to school for so many years and you can have a good job and you can get plenty of stones. See, I trained my son all these years just so he would be a prestigious stone carrier, and then all of a sudden this crazy guy came and told him not to carry any stones.
நான் என்னுடைய பையனை வந்து இத்தனை வருஷமா வளர்த்து ரொம்ப பெருமை மிக்க கல்லூரி சம்பந்தமான நான் வந்து வளர்த்து வச்சிருக்கேன்,
You don't have to suffer anxiety, misery, repeated birth and death. It is very easy, especially in the modern age, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is very easy to go to the spiritual world. All you have to do is chant Hare Krishna, but you have to give up your stones. Okay, we understand it's difficult to give up the stones. Actually, it's not difficult, but because we have this insane attachment to them, we think it's difficult. First of all, we should understand that this carrying stone business or trying to be happy in this material world is all nonsense. And then by chanting Hare Krishna, we can gradually give up these attachments. But don't make it too gradual. We'll go on carrying our stones and chanting Hare Krishna and say, well, yeah, I'm going to give them up. Just after a few more days. Then you come back after a few years and say that, well, you said you were going to give up your stones after a few days. He says, yeah, yeah, in a few days. Same thing as I said before. See, I'm an honest person. Same thing I said then, I'm saying now. So, a few days becomes a few lives. And it goes on and on and on. So just understand, this material world, there is nothing of any benefit here for us whatsoever. These attachments to home, wife, children, money, position, prestige, to our own body which is stinking, it's all binding us in this material world. So chant Hare Krishna and go to the spiritual world. There's nothing holding us back except our own foolish attachments. So chant Hare Krishna. Study Srila Prabhupada's books. Listen to his lectures. Associate with devotees. Especially devotees who encourage you to throw off your stones. Be careful of associating with devotees who say, well, you can carry stones also. But if anyone tells you to go on carrying your stones, you can understand he's a fool. Even if he has tilak on his forehead. So associate with those devotees who will help you and encourage you to give up the stones on your back which are pushing you down. Chant Hare Krishna, surrender to Krishna and go to Krishna. Don't wait in this material world. There's nothing here but misery. Give up any idea of being happy in this world. You've been trying for millions of lifetimes. You didn't succeed yet. Nor will you succeed even if you go through another crores and crores of lifetimes. Happiness is in the spiritual world with Krishna. We don't belong here at all. Okay, story over. So I hope you enjoyed the story, and now you can go back to carrying your stones. Or you can chant Hare Krishna. Up to you. Okay, thank you very much, Rambanandri, and have a good day.